Is it just during the construction period? That's what it appears to say.
Yes, that's what it's saying, yeah.
And by November 2024, so like 5 months worth or whatever, is that, I'm guessing
that's what it is.
Okay.
But the thing was that they had to have this application, and to get that 35, they had to have that in by April the 30th.
Yeah.
And then they would be guaranteed that 35. And so they did, and they said, I don't know, I know, David, you went on the Zoom meeting for that public thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they showed the, you know, the discussion of, you know, how it's going to look and everything. Well, it was for 24 beds, but they're only asking for 22 beds, because that's all that they can accommodate is the 22 beds. Mm-hmm. And the initial thing that they sent in was a totally different floor plan than the one that they've come up with now, and the ministry is much more happier with this floor plan than the one that they had previously put in, because before they were going to go downstairs in the basement. Well, now they're going to be up on the main level, and all the offices and that stuff will be going downstairs. Mm-hmm. So, and the 22 beds will be private beds.
Now, it's interesting to hear that each one will have its own washer, because in the design it's hard to see that, but that really looks good.
And they'll all be private, because there's quite a list of people waiting, and the majority of the people want the private, the private beds. And so there's a lot of dates that they have to meet, which they're going really trying to meet those dates, and so that's basically what they're asking for this resolution, because they need to have that. Did you notice, though, when he was doing the presentation that was said, Belvedere Heights Board of Management financing plan will not require new funding, and I had mentioned before at a meeting numerous times about them wanting money from the municipality, and he said no, they won't be wanting any new funding, but the money, the $80,000 that was put in a reserve, wasn't new, was old funding, old money. So it's almost like I can't seem to get the answer, are they going to want that money back? As of right now, they keep saying no, they aren't going to want it. But what has McKellar done with the money? Like, I think some of it went to the Whitestone Nursing Station.
I think it's the therapy part of the pool, isn't it?
So, but anyways, that's all. They're just wanting the approval so that they can go ahead. You know, it's part of the application process that they have to, all these deadlines that they have to meet. And
they were fortunate that the original architect, as you said, they're out of business, I guess.
Yes.
So they had to get a new one to come in.
And they were going by the old plans.
Right.
And then it turned out that those plans weren't that great. So they quickly did up new plans, which are much, much nicer. Which is more. And the parking, they were saying they were trying to work it out so it'll be on Bay Avenue and Belvedere. And that
I didn't hear about the parking. I just know it'll be a problem.
But. It'll be a problem, the parking. But then there's lots of people with different suggestions for the parking, you know, the property at the front.
Yeah.
If it could go in tiered parking, they'll work it out somehow if we get this, so. And it's needed so badly, and it employs so many people there, Belvedere does, so. And I'm just glad that it said that it had to be built on the Belvedere site, because Belvedere is relatively new. They know the 20 years old, they don't consider that to be an old building. So it had to be on the Belvedere site. Like myself, I wasn't in favor of the Campus of Care. And I know a lot of people weren't, but then there was a lot of people that were. So I'm glad that it's going to be going at that.
And it doesn't interfere with life lease at all. They stay?
Yeah, life lease stays, although we'll see. But it has to stay. That's part of the municipalities all agreed that they wanted the life lease. And no matter, that's part of an agreement that we have, right? That we have to have the life lease there. So, and those, and the people on the life lease seem to be happy with what's going on, because we're updating them. Actually, I have another meeting with them next week. So they're being kept up, you know, on all the things that are happening, which is something that I don't think happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And it got very, and then they're quite happy that the Campus of Care is no longer, because that brings their residents, they can put them back on the market, you know, feel, you know, feeling that they're going to have to be booted out. So we'll see. I hope it works out for the better.
Yeah, that sounds reassuring for the those residents. So it's talking about, whereas the Belvedere Heights Board of Management financing plan will not require new funding from the MIS partners. And then the last one, it says, further, this endorsement be subject to meeting all the Ministry of Long-Term Care requirements, including the required financing plan. So have you seen the financing plan?
Yeah, and we have the money.
Okay.
It's there. We have the money.
Like Belvedere has,
yeah,
the money.
Has the money. As far as I know, so far, it hasn't, you know, gone any further, like,
yeah,
out to the municipalities providing any money. It's just, I was questioning that new
right, okay,
new funding. But
okay, thank,
yeah,
you.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-352, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Haskam. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation, Tashman McCullough, is hereby direct staff to prepare a bylaw to authorize the Mayor and Acting Clerk Administrator to enter into a 3-year service agreement with HR Covered Inc. in the amount of $4,776 plus HST annually, for a total annual price of $5,396.88, including HST, over 3 years commencing at time of signing. And further, that the bylaw be presented at the June 18th, 2024 regular meeting of council. Discussion? Mr. Ryan?
It's a mistake that I think originated with me. That's the total 3-year prices, $5,396.88. In other words, not,
yeah,
yeah, instead of the total annual cost, in other words, the annual cost would be 1/3 of that. And that was my mistake. I think I drafted that and made a mistake doing that. That's all. But I think I said words to that effect and messed it up. But it is $5,396 for 3 years. When I spoke to Vera, the lady that I had spoken to that had made the deputation before, this morning she confirmed that if we paid the lump sum, the $5,300, that they will give us a $200 discount on it, because the expectation is generally that we would pay in 1-year increments, so roughly $1,400 and whatever dollars it is. But and I don't really have a preference as a counselor as to whether we pay the 3-year or the 5-year, other than, you know, why pay money that we don't have to. I'm not sure that a $200 incentive justifies doing it. I'd rather honestly pay the 1-year fee. But I mean, that's just my personal preference. I'm, you know, why pay things up front that far in advance? But
yeah, my question is, with this and the whole presentation that was done too, and I had some concerns because,
yeah,
the presentation already had McKellar written in,
mm-hmm,
and I guess you were asked to, your name was there to sign it.
And I did not, just for the record, and I brought that up to Vera today too.
Yeah.
So
no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just the way it came down, and I guess the question is, as I've been saying all along, is this something we actually need, or we've been dealing with the problems ourselves, and now that we have a solicitor involved as well, who can do actually probably better than, I can't compare the two necessarily, but I'm looking at HR Covered, and I can't really see too many municipal accounts that they have. A lot of it seems to be different companies and not necessarily municipalities and employees.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we're not unionized as such, I would like to see some experience, I guess. And I think what we've been getting the last little while from the solicitors is sort of covering us as far as what we should be doing in employment contracts, etc. And I'm just wondering if we need to enter into a 3-year agreement for a service that we're not really sure about.
Well, in my brief tours of the things that they made available to me. I mean, most of the information, or maybe all the information, is here. I went through and looked at job descriptions just for the heck of it, and in some cases, I mean, there was a director of operations one there. I went to look. Obviously, it's a very generic director of operations for many kinds of organizations, not just ours. But I mean, it just happened to be. And then I looked at other ones just for jobs that I was familiar with my employment in the past, and looked up some of those. They seemed quite credible and quite up to date in terms of legislative things, and especially the training requirements, which I think we don't have any precedent for. The other thing, they quite rightly point out in here that if we were to get a full-time HR consultant, we would pay, and frankly, I think it's generous for them to say this, $75,000 or $80,000 a year. I'm not sure that we'd get that, to tell you the truth. But and we have unlimited support for whatever we wanted to ask about. I walked through some generic questions, just ask you, you know, if I need to ask you about this or ask about that. She said, yeah, it wouldn't be Vera we're dealing with. There's Vera's in sales, and some of the other people they have are mentioned in here, but certainly not all of them. I would be comfortable with doing this for a one-year term just to see what it is, because frankly, let's say $1,500 or something in that race plus tax seems to me to be a pretty small price to pay. And I think it our recent experience I think shows that we have some holes in what we've been doing and what we need to do, and in particular the compliance training, the safety training, I've got to look up the exact words they're using, is not something that I have an exposure to, at least not in a municipal environment anyhow. I'm quite comfortable with doing this. I think it seems like a very small amount just to gain some expertise and some support. And I think from conversations with our staff that this is a blind spot that we have, is that we just don't have expertise on this that we need to have. And I think, you know, we're responsible for the legislative training that they mentioned on pages unnumbered, but page 5 or 6, whatever it is, this one that just says legislative training. And a lot of the discussions that I've had get into that a great deal. I mean, frankly, I don't think we'd find anything else that would do this. And I'll go back and say, this was recommended by the Canadian Chamber of Commerce to their member chambers, including Parry Sound, which is how I found out about it. It wasn't that, you know, we were even a member, but when I asked questions, I got some interesting answers that led to me making a phone call and everything else. And you're right, they do show my name on that document as if I could sign for the corporation. I can't, but and they know that. But nevertheless, that's just their standard process for it. So I did ask her if we had concerns about anything in the agreement at the back, the last couple of pages, the terms and conditions. You know, are they open to amendments to it? The simple answer is yes, within, you know, a tolerance. But I mean, and I said, you know, if we had a legal counsel look at this, and I'm not sure that we need to for $1,500, but if we needed to, then we could. And they're amenable to that. That's all I'll say. She also did tell me, and this I don't think in any way was a threat, I phoned her this morning just to double check on a few things in terms of how payments could be made and everything else, and all that's very straightforward too. But they do have a price increase coming at the end of the month, maybe this Saturday, is that what she told me? Anyhow, like any business, obviously their prices are going up because inflation's going up. There is a time pressure that way to get the pricing that's offered in here. We would have to sign an agreement, or at least enter into an agreement with them to get the pricing that's here. So that's just background. But I do think HR is a difficult subject, even for you know, big organizations to manage, but not having dedicated resources to do it ourselves leaves us in a situation where we've just got blind spots we don't know about. And if we're liable as an employer for the legislative training that need to be done, then there are some serious consequences to that. I think, thankfully, we've dodged a bullet or whatever so far, but I don't think that will go on forever. And if, you know, bad situations arise, I don't think it does well for us.
It's interesting to say dodge the bullet. To me, there has been training. I mean, it's something we haven't even investigated. There have been certain situations, you're right, but the municipality has been in place for 150 keep saying, I think with the human resources, we can't afford a human resources department or even a consultant perhaps, and we're dealing with concerns as they arise. And I'll put this out to council, whether you think we should get into an agreement like this at this stage. Like I say, I'd like to see some evidence of municipal partnerships that they've actually experienced. I don't see any in other companies.
So, Councillor Ryland, did you see the client testimonials? And then there's an option for public administration, and the example they give is Rainy River First Nations.
No.
I didn't have an opportunity. I'm just asking if you had a chance to click through the different testimonials. I'm wondering if they had, you know, different municipal partners. Can you click on that?
I mean, I received this document in a email. I didn't. Don't know if those links would actually work. Maybe they would. But
yeah, they've only got for this example.
Okay.
She did tell me, and something in the range of 10 or 12 municipalities in Ontario. I didn't ask for the names. This was in the preliminary discussions that I had. I'm certain that we could ask for it and get an answer back, you know, with something definitive. Either in terms of a testimonial or something that we can verify anyhow to you know, the value proposition is this worthwhile doing, right?
And the other thing that we haven't, even this is one company that happened to come to the Chamber of Commerce and then came to us, and we haven't even investigated other companies. And so I don't know whether we should be jumping into a deal necessarily at this point with, is it very little information in a sense? I know you're giving us some, but...
So this information that they provide, like HR Hub, unlimited downloads to over 1,000 HR documents.
Yep.
There's quite a list here. Were you able to access that information now?
Yes.
Before becoming a member?
Yes. I went into the HR Hub and was able to do, certainly to look up position descriptions. I'm sure that's what section, yes, it was that section.
So were you given an access code or anyone can go in there?
No, I was not given an access code, but I mean, perhaps the link was just enabled for me based upon my, I don't know, they didn't ask me, well, they got my email address, but that's it. I don't know that, you know, John Q. Public could simply go in and look. If you're interested in getting it yourself and having a look, or getting each of us having it, I'm certain I can ask them for it, and I would think they would on the basis they would potentially get a sale. But
I'm just wondering how much is accessible just as Joe Public, you know, and compared to if we, you know, were to sign this agreement.
I can try it right now, Mike, but.
Because there are a couple of features here which I think would be actually quite useful. Unlimited HR advice, access our team for expert advice and solutions, no more waiting, get the answers you need in under 1 hour. Unlimited HR document requests, need an HR document or policy we don't have, we will create one for you.
But the answers you need, that's what I question. We have different solicitors who come up with different ideas too, so you're getting one person's answer you need.
Which is good. So then you have an idea of what the conversation is about. You know, if you have someone, you know, have a professional organization that has the background, and then you can present, you know, review different scenarios.
Was there an option to take less than the 3 year?
Yes, we could do it. And we can take it over 1 year, right?
And just to be clear, it is the $5,300 per year.
No. It's
that's
a third
the
of
motion
that.
Says.
I know that because it was drafted by a mistake by me. Anyway, It was not $5,396 annually. It was $5,396 over 3 years. So divide by whatever, it's, you know, $1,700 including tax. So
approximately $1,700 a year.
Yes. Yeah.
Possibility or chance to employment contract templates.
Yeah.
You know, any new employees, you know, coming up or whatever, if we had a standard template, that's the contract you have. But yeah, the argument on the other side, does it stand up, you know, to criticism from a lawyer, so when you get to that point kind of thing. But once lawyers involved, well, you know, it's just whoever says what or whatever, so.
Well, I would think in some situations, no matter what, we would still want to engage a lawyer to help us with, dismissals, terminations, whatever words we wanted like that, or other difficult situations. But I think we could rely on HR Covered to provide us with advice, and then take that and ask, an HR lawyer, is this valid? Is this consistent with your understanding? In terms of, I think, getting bulletproof agreement with employees or potential employees, again, in my experience in a bank, I had many very professional lawyers who made a great deal of money from my organization tell me that there was, even when you're right, you're wrong, you could have a perfect document, a perfect agreement, and everything else, and yet it gets overturned by courts anyway. I did go to two court cases, and in one case, I was there for a long time, where we seemed to have all of our ducks in order and still lost anyway, right? Courts don't justify their decision, they just tell you what it is, so.
I'd be interested to know, considering they presented to the chamber, other townships belong to the chamber. Have any of them entered?
No, well, I think all of them, but belong is probably the right word. We're not members because, whatever, but there is a representative named, I think, from all seven West Perry Sound
right.
municipalities.
All I'm asking is, are those municipalities, now some have their own department, I suppose Perry Sound probably does.
Yes, and the Archipelago.
Archipelago, but I'm wondering about the smaller ones like us.
Yeah, and Seguin might, I think, but I think
so
I've heard that.
Entertaining this as well? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I brought it up for the second last chamber meeting for the real members there, like the local businesses, just saying that I'd had a positive experience in talking to them, and I felt quite confident in what they offered. And obviously, a lot of the businesses in the chamber are, a proprietor, and that's it. Some with virtually no employees, some with a very small number. But again, I don't judge for them. I just simply brought it up saying I got this through the chamber, and I just thought you should know here's what what we're thinking of anyhow, and I would commend you having a look at something like this just to see if it fits your needs, right? So
I'm just thinking of the timing and all of this and what we're embroiled in right now, and we already have some people involved, and whether it's the appropriate time or not. But anyway, I'll put it out to council. And
Is there other companies out there that do this?
I'm sure there must be. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that it just doesn't seem right to just take this one. No, we haven't investigated to see if there is other ones out there. It doesn't seem right to just go with one. And I personally don't know if we have enough staff that we need that.
Well, I think one thing would be good to clarify is what's accessible is just that anyone can access going to their site, and what is accessible, as a member, because I would probably guess to say that this would be a useful tool for counselors, for staff, just when you're thinking about different scenarios or different situations.
Yeah, I don't know. Staff have their own connections, I guess, and people they talk to, and where they share different things. I'm not sure. Charlie can answer that, I suppose, but whether it'd be useful or not.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's the right time right now.
I think it's a perfect time right now, and I think the situations that we're involved in right now are evidence of our failing to do these things properly.
Well, I disagree with that, but because you know how some of these things have arisen. No failure on our part, I wouldn't think. I don't know why you're putting the blame on council. But
well, because we lack an HR understanding and an infrastructure.
No. But anyway, I'm just wondering, too, about the timing. Should hold off on this for a little bit, but I will put it out to a vote.
So it looks like the cost will be $495 plus $1,495 per 1 year.
I just don't believe that. I find that hard to believe. I was reading here to see what we're missing. Like, it's saying they're going to give you all this, and this. But
I think you're right, Mike. And they were going to give us a 20% discount. I'm going to have to add those numbers up and take off the 20%. I mean, it's roughly $1,700 per year. Right? I mean, I can do the math, but.
I know we can do, go with a sole tender as such, if we know that the people or other people can't supply the same service. And I think in this case, other people could supply the service, and we haven't investigated.
I have the procurement bylaw here, but I think that the dollar threshold here is so low that this here doesn't require three.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying how you feel as a counselor, whether you would, especially when other people are providing the same service. As Counselor Zulak said, why would you go with this one without any proven record of other municipalities necessarily?
Sure.
They have other companies. You mentioned testimonials. Well, I haven't seen them. And it's a little surprising to me that townships in the area haven't jumped at this too then.
Well, that would be good to find out if there is other townships in the area that are doing this. I don't know, it just makes me wonder. It says advice, unlimited HR advice. So, but if you want something written up, is that going to be extra?
Well, part of
the detail.
Part
of the.
I think there's going to be extra if you start taking a lot of, start involving their time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, probably even, like, I'm intrigued by the employment contract templates. Like, if we paid that money, would they send us a whole big variety of templates that would cover all our employees off into the future? I would consider paying the $1,700 to get a hold of those templates, but it's like what Mike's saying, if you can go online and get them for free.
And I'm sure, with the rules and the court cases and stuff, that they change all the time. Like the rules and what you might have in one agreement, is no good next year. Because they don't accept it, right?
We're faced with that situation right now with contracts that we have.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
For the record, Mike, so it's here. The total of those two amounts is $1,990, and we get a 20% discount, which worked out to $1,592 plus tax. But I mean, so in other words, it's $1,600 exclusive of tax per year. If you look in there, you can see that they do quote the 20%. They didn't show it in the math, but nevertheless, it's in the numbers. That's how they get there. So,
but it's the 20% is for the 3 year term.
Well, we haven't taken. They offered us a 3 year term.
So without taking a 3 year term, it's the $495 plus. 14.
Okay, yeah, that's probably fair.
What's it say on the motion?
Drop a bylaw.
Oh, just drop a bylaw.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we have motoring on this one, and I'm hearing divided opinions, so we'll have a recorded vote.
The one thing it says here in the terms and conditions, services provided, for a complete outline of services, you can reference the overviews provided at their website. So I think there's a little bit of investigation that's required just to, so you have the complete outline of services.
Yeah, and I think it would be important to talk to a municipality who has employment. I think that'd be key, but I don't know if we can.
And I don't believe that it's proper for us just to go with one without doing our background check to see if there's other ones and they supply the same things.
Okay, recorded vote.
Councilor Morley Haskin.
Need a little more information, so I'll go with no.
Councilor Mike Heckinen?
No.
Councilor Nick Ryland?
Yes.
Councilor Debbie Zulak?
No.
Mayor David Moore?
No. Okay, 4 days, 1 day, so it's defeated.
But it can't be brought. brought back to the table by those who voted in the majority.
That's right.
You know your rules. So there's more information on certain things.
Okay, bylaws. Resolution 24-353, moved by Councillor Hackman, seconded by Councillor Ryland, be resolved the Council of the Corporation Township of McKellar does hereby defer the draft zoning bylaw amendment and bylaw 2024-49, 193 and 195 Manitou Drive. Further, that revisions to the draft bylaw are presented at the June 18th, 2024 regular meeting of Council. This is unique. A motion to defer. Rather than deferring it, yeah. Well, I guess we've done it. Discussion. There seem to be a few things in there, I think, that could be clarified. Not everybody will be happy, probably, in the end result, because there were differing opinions of planners in it, so the council will have to make the ultimate decision.
Was there notes taken? Carly, did you take notes on?
Yeah,
maybe?
Rebecca sent me an email after she logged off Zoom, and she's outlined what would be changed. To recognize a reduced lot area, reduced lot frontage, and deficient front yard, interior side yard, and rear yard is consistent with the 2020 PPS, conforms to the Township of McKellar's OP, and maintains the general intent and purpose of the Township's zoning bylaw.
Okay, so if we implement that for the next meeting then, and that'll clear up a lot of that, and in principle I think the application is fine. It's just try to clean up all these small little details, you know, and will we clean them all up? Never. There'll always be something will come up, so, but let's implement them and have it ready for the next meeting.
Yeah, and I'd be really interested in this deeming bylaw, because it's always been there in the background, and whether we need it or we don't need it. So I think that'd be good, whatever Patrick comes up with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's going to investigate a little bit. Even though planning board doesn't do it, he said emphatically that it was a township that does it.
We may as well just take eliminate all subdivisions in the whole municipality while we're at it.
Well,
what advantage is it?
Some people want the restrictions and rules in the subdivision that were there initially.
If there's covenants, you would think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, you look at the covenants even for Tate's Island. I don't know whether they're still in place or not, but they're certainly not being followed. Because it was supposed to be seasonal roads, seasonal residences. They weren't supposed to be winterized. And you see what's happened over the years.
That's almost the reason right there.
Yeah.
To pull it all off. But, you know, that would open a whole big can of worms of misunderstanding.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed, Gary. Resolution 24-353, moved by Councillor Hassman, seconded by Councillor Ryland, whereas bylaw 2024-44 was read for a first and second time on May 21st, 2024. Now, therefore, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-44. Being a bylaw to adopt the estimates of all sums required during the year 2024, the yearly budget, a third reading, and further passed at open council this fourth day of June 2024. Discussion? So you're prepared to go line by line through the budget again?
I guess the only thing in the budget, I think I've voiced my opinion a little bit on it, is hiring an engineer to draft up the conditions to bring Fire Road on, or Stony Road, anyways, back in there. That's in the budget. We're allowing that. So
yes.
With approving the budget, are we actually approving that expenditure? Or will there be a motion come to the table to deal with that?
Ethan hired to do that. Is it that looking at 152?
For the
engineer?
Studies?
Yeah, the road study.
That one was never accepted by council yet.
Right.
So but now with the passing of the budget, we can bring it to the June 18th meeting for
more discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there were a number of things that I thought he was hired to do, but that was never approved.
That wasn't one of them, though. He provided a quotation to do a couple road studies and the boat ramp, and then
So is it accounted for in the budget somewhere then?
Yes, Rochon has accounted it in the budget.
Okay, so we are basically approving that amount to be spent on that.
All right, and that's my question, is that the end of it? He's going to be hired and he does it, or is it required to come back to the table for discussion?
Still need to sign the contract agreement.
Yeah, basically sign the quotation.
Like the money's there in the budget, that's approved, but
mm-hmm.
we still need to fulfill like the contract agreement with
right.
for that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because once the budget's approved for, I guess, most things, yeah. It's approved right then and there, kind of thing. So it is basically approved, but there will be a chance for a little more discussion.
Yeah, once you see the figures, I guess. Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
And I believe we're less than Whitestone. From what I read, their tax increase.
Oh, the tax increase, yeah, you're right.
Or less than that.
How come we don't have that in here?
I'm a little surprised it's not in there too. I thought it was all agreed, but I can't remember the resolution, so.
I'm just curious as to why that if the tax increase isn't in there.
The tax increase for
the people's taxes for our budget.
It's in the budget.
It's there.
Like the pass the bylaw for the tax rates for
yeah.
it is. It's item 21.7.
Oh,
to
adopt tax rates
okay.
for
2024.
Okay.
Yeah, resolution 24-35-4, moved to Councilor Zulek, second to Councilor Kekkonen, whereas bylaw 2024-26 was deferred on April the 2nd, 2024, and whereas the township has determined it has no future need for the communications tower located at 3 Sharon Park Drive, and whereas decommissioning costs of the tower are significant, outweigh the benefit of the township receiving ownership of the tower. Therefore, be it resolved, the Council of Corporation Township of McKellar does hereby rescind resolution number 24-203 and further direct staff to inform Cogeco that the township will not be entering into a purchase and sale agreement with Cogeco Connection Inc. for the purchase of the tower located at 3 Sharon Park Drive and further issue an invoice for rent tolling on the tower. Discussion? Have you been in touch with them at all?
I am. So they wanted confirmation from the township that we wouldn't be purchasing the tower. They said it couldn't be decommissioned this year because they're working on their 2025 budget currently, but that expenditure needs to be included in their budget. So once we give them that, it would be decommissioned in 2025.
And we should have also put in there as a decommission, nothing goes to our transfer site. So, but I guess they don't have.
I can write that.
Okay, call the question. All in favor?
Yeah.
None opposed?
Good
carried.
Deal.
Resolution 24-355, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Passman. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-50, being a bylaw to provide for the adoption of tax rates and to further provide for penalty and interest in default of payment thereof for the year 2024, first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at open council the 4th day of June 2024. Discussion?
So it's not in there, in the resolution, in the motion.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
The tax rate, like it's on our sheet, the increase.
I think it's on the budget sheets themselves that
yeah.
he produced for us.
But I thought that it would be in the motion. No?
I see what you're saying.
But
I'm not sure
it's
whether.
Going to be X percent.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was in last year's or not. I would have to look at Rochon's procedure for that.
It's in the Schedule A to the passing of the budget.
Right.
Okay. So 6.323%.
But you just wanted it more out for the
yeah.
public to see.
Yeah,
it
just saw.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily think it would be a good idea to put it in here until Rochon is. I mean, he's already done it, but.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I just seems like, you know, that it was always in there when you did it. I know it's in our packages, like all along with our budgeting and that, but just in this here.
Well, you realize too, from what I've been seeing in the, I won't say newspaper anymore, but in the media, as soon as something like this is passed, then the media picks up on it. They'll probably be calling Curly, asking for particulars or Roseanne, because they've just done it recently with Roadstone, so it'll probably be happening too. Then the public will know.
I just,
yes.
In line 8, at the end of that sentence, we say interact with a T at the end. There is no T at the end. I worked on that program about a million years ago, so I'll never forget, but anyhow, so.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. New business. In resolution 24-356, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-51, being a bylaw to approve the submission of an application to Ontario Infrastructure and Lands Corporation, OILC, for the long-term financing of certain capital works of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, the municipality, and authorize an entering into a rate of offer letter agreement pursuant to which the municipality will issue debentures to OILC, the first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed at open council the 4th day of June 2024. Discussion? Councilor Zulak.
Okay, so I don't understand how come this process, is this just the beginning of the process? Like, how come we don't have, like, the amount or the length of time that it's done?
Yep, so Roshan submitted the bylaw to Infrastructure Ontario and they weren't happy with the bylaw, so now we're going to rescind the old bylaw and pass this new one to make them happy. So the debenture bylaw sequentially needed to come after the budget. So our budget is 2024-44, so now being 2024-51, it's after the budget. So the bylaw number was changed, and then the schedules, the bylaw number was changed as well. The other addition is in Schedule 1. Under bylaw number, that budget bylaw wasn't added, it was missing. So 2024-44 has been added there, and those were the only changes. So Infrastructure Ontario just needed those done, and then Roshan can submit the new bylaw to get the process going, and then Infrastructure Ontario will be drafting another bylaw to be passed with the amount, the rate, and the terms. So this is more of just an administrative
to get it
correction. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And I could see why they want it after the budget's passed, because the budget will include the debentures.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure, I guess, that we are going to do it.
Yeah. On the up and up.
Yeah.
I don't know, it seems strange because in the past, we would already pass the budget and then realize partway through the year that we needed a debenture to meet some financial needs. And
right, but your budget bylaw would have been a lower number than your debenture bylaw that followed.
So then they could see from the budget that the money that's required isn't in there?
I'm not sure the reasoning behind it, but just in their processes, they need the budget bylaw to be first and then the debenture bylaw to follow.
Well, in your case, you're thinking, you'd have to do an amendment to your budget, probably, and then you can do your debenture.
That never happened until at the end of the year. Like, you know, that was never even a thought. It was, kind of strange though.
And I don't know if it's because we're talking to different people. With this debenture, we're speaking to the VP, and previously Roshan's been speaking to people below this position, so maybe she's just catching things that other people there wouldn't have caught.
Okay.
Well, they're the ones with the money. You want to keep them happy. Any further discussion on this? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Any public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports? Committee, you can be that.
Planning board. Yeah, we had four applications. McKellar had to defer one, which we dealt with tonight. Had recreation committee. Different events we're planning for the year, including a community get together, Broadbent Ballpark, June 22nd, which is now advertised and getting some interest in it from people. Fish and Fun at Minerva Park will be July 13th. I meant to mention that to Rob. I'll send him an email. Hopefully, the firefighters can show up. Something that came up is at our rec committee meeting is porta potties. There's the still the one over there, right? Because the washroom isn't.
So the hot water tank has leaks in it, so we have to replace the hot water tank over there before the washrooms can be functional again.
Okay.
It is in the works. So that's why the porta potty is over there, so that patrons do have a facility to
mm-hmm.
use.
Okay.
Once those washrooms are fixed, it'll be moved over to the beach area.
Okay.
In time for swimming lessons.
Okay. And yeah, what came up is accessible porta potties. Is it required?
One accessible porta potty at Minerva Park.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess it's not required here once that washroom's opened up again.
Yeah, and we do have other washroom facilities on the property,
okay.
being in this building.
Right.
And
so we're covered that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the youth room is accessible when it was built. Done properly, so
yeah, it would. Yes, it is. Yeah, there's the bigger one down there, right?
Yeah,
the bigger washroom. Okay, I think so. Okay, that's good. The ball sketch for over here, then, as you mentioned, Bob's gonna meet with Tom and Ward, is it?
Yes, yeah, and
to go over that sketch.
You'll need a time so you can be here.
If they set a time, if I'm available, I'd like to attend also.
Okay. And if you aren't able to attend, then they can kind of,
they can
obviously,
go ahead. No.
Council will be informed of the final plan before any tenders go out.
Right now. Yeah, because Tom is heading into it with the same thought that we have about the, or you were mentioning about the backstop being located and everything being hit toward the lake and out that way kind of thing?
I think there is a discrepancy because Tom is agreeing with what Bob had put forward for his design. So I'm assuming...
You better go to the meeting.
Yeah, okay, so try to set a date and then hopefully I'm available.
Okay.
I work Monday and Tuesday AMs. That's
okay.
The only time, most of the other time I'm available. I think that's it for odds and ends for me.
Okay, any other committees, reports? Okay.
So tomorrow, Wednesday, June the 5th, is a historical committee meeting, in case anyone wants to attend at 2 p.m.
Is that on Zoom, so I can...
So we did go to St. Stephen's Church after the last historical committee meeting, and it was nice to see the windows weren't there at that time, but the windows have been returned there inside the building, so that's a good thing. And we're planning on going to Hemlock as well, but we're not able to access the building, so hopefully we have the key for this tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah, must be a key here somewhere.
And then with the CPAC switching over to a board, that's still sort of in limbo. The people who have been designated by bylaw still need to complete the training and have the criminal records check. So I'm not sure where the other members are. I've got that information completed. So, but it's all in the works.
I had one question for the historical. I noticed they're Facebook site is a private site. I don't know whether public money is going into it or not, but should it not be a public site? You open that up, the McKellar Historic Committee, and you can't access it.
Okay, I'll find
so
out.
So just mention, maybe. Because I'd be interested in the pictures they're putting on. I didn't necessarily want to join as a member necessarily, but like most municipal things anyway are open so the public can access them. If they want to comment, they have to join. But
I'll inquire about that.
Anything else? Okay, we have resolution 24-357, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you wish to be pulled from that? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Question, comment, period related to items on the agenda from the public? Anybody in person, online? Resolution 24-358, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby give bylaw number 2024-52, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed an open Council this 4th day of June 2024. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-359, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
9:47
p.m. Meet again on June the 18th, 2024.